with Amelia Bernasconi on ABC Upper Hunter.
Now, calling all gentlemen this morning, are you looking for a bit of community, camaraderie and conversation? The big three C's, and you're being invited to take a seat at the men's table, entree edition, happening in both Scone and Musselbrook towards the end of the month. We've spoken a little bit about the men's table, but we thought we'd check in with someone who's already booked their seat. Craig Champion is here to tell us why he was so quick off the mark. Good morning, Craig.
Good morning, Amelia. How are you?
Very well. Thanks for joining us this morning. You have been a front runner, quick to get your ticket for the entree table. What brought you to it?
Definitely. I am a big ambassador for mental health awareness. So that's one of the major things. But I think there's a need for men in general just to have a general chat. Mm. And that's what the men's table is all about. It's just getting out and having a good conversation about how things are going in your life at this point in time.
Yeah, I think men often get struck with a bit more stigma, and I'm probably coming from the wrong gender here, but you tell me, do you think, is there a wrong stigma there that men don't talk enough, or is that what you see amongst your male companions?
Yeah, there seems to be that stigma there, yes, that men can't talk. I don't feel safe to talk about their own challenges. And that's coming from a family background, just having the comfortability of being able to just talk about the challenges, yeah.
Mm. Now, Craig, I understand you've worked in the mines, which we know can be high pressure. You now run your own business, which I can only imagine is more pressure. You know, we all have fast-paced lives, whatever we do. I suppose, don't we? And it can be challenging to step back and say, actually, maybe I need to have a chat about a few things on my mind.
That's correct, yes. Yeah, I believe that your father was in the mining.
He was, yes.
Yeah. So, yeah, it does come with its challenges and running your own business is also challenging. And, yeah, it's a challenge just to be able to talk. I think my wife probably gets enough of all the work chit-chat, I suppose.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, just having someone else to talk to about that is helpful, yeah.
I mean, Craig, you've spotted me out straight there with Dad being in the mines a long time ago now, but I suppose there's always these little connections. You know, you might not know these other men at the men's table per se, but you probably know someone they know, and those connections, I imagine, would form pretty quickly in good old country towns.
That's correct, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I guess that's one of the focuses of the men's table is that the time to talk, we all seem to find time, or not enough time, to talk. Mm. There's always something else that is a priority, and that's within the mining industry, the shift work. There's not that time given to talk about yourself, how you're doing, and also in farming industry too. Like that's the same. That's just a busy life.
That's it. Well, we really appreciate you giving us some insights why you've booked your seat at the men's table, hitting our region at the end of the month. Craig, lovely to speak with you this morning. Hopefully we can continue these conversations and just make it the norm to, find someone we can confide in and have these tough conversations when we have to.
Thank you, Amelia. Appreciate it. Happy to assist.
Oh, thank you so much, Craig. Craig Champion there. He'll be at the Musselbrook Men's Table when it hits the Royal... Got my notes back to front there. At the Royal Hotel in Scone. But Craig will be one of the men around the table at Musselbrook RSL. That's on the 31st of August. So you've got a couple of weeks to get organised. Go solo, take a mate, whatever you want to do to start these conversations. But the men's table also serving up the entree, they call these sort of starter events, in Scone at the Royal Hotel on the 30th of August. So both events start at 6:15, run through till nearly 9 o'clock. So if that's of interest to you, jump online, search up the men's table. A really great initiative there, giving men a space to talk about their mental health, or just, you know, sometimes you just need to get things off your chest. And often we find that other people are experiencing similar things, which is a wonderful initiative there. It's the men's table. But of course, if times do get tough, you need further support, crisis support, you can always call Lifeline on 13 11 14. That is a 24/7 service. So never feel like you're alone. But hopefully if we can have these conversations early, and sort of, try and alleviate that and look after everyone's mental well-being. You're tuned to ABC Upper Hunter, where it's 10 to 8.